Over 100 people gathered at Hoquiam High School in Grays Harbor County last night. They were there at a public meeting to share their questions and concerns about two proposed oil terminals that could be built in their community. The projects proposed for Grays Harbor are part of a regional increase in oil train traffic from North Dakota to the Pacific. Ashley Ahern reports for EarthFix.
The Bakken oil fields may be more than 1,000 miles away, but the oil boom is raising a lot of concern in this small city on Washington's coast. Close to 50 million barrels of oil could pass through the Imperium and Westway terminals each year. The oil would be delivered by trains a mile long and then loaded onto roughly 300 ships and barges per year. There is also a third oil terminal proposed for this community that is just entering the permitting process. Larry Thievick is the vice president of the Washington Dungeness Crab Fishermen's Association, which opposes the projects. He's been crabbing these waters for more than 40 years and came to the meeting to comment.
Any oil that's spilled within Grays Harbor or in transit between here and outside of Grays Harbor will end up on our shorelines, and it will directly impact the crab fishery.
The crowd quieted as the State Department of Ecology called people one by one to weigh in on what should be considered in the environmental review of the two proposed oil terminals. Fawn Sharp, president of the Quinault tribe, was one of the first to step up to the microphone.
Quinault opposes oil in Grays Harbor and is in this fight to win. Our fishing, hunting, and gathering rights are clearly jeopardized by immediate and cumulative impacts of these proposed developments.
Some in the audience raised fears about the potential for Bakken oil to explode, as it did when a train derailed in Quebec last summer, killing 47 people. Other residents called on the State Department of Ecology to study how the uptick in oil train and ship traffic would impact noise, human health, and pollution, as well as local traffic and fire and spill response capabilities. The public has until late May to submit comments on the two proposed facilities. Three of Washington's five oil refineries are now receiving Bakken oil by rail, with two more oil by rail expansion projects recently proposed. The trains servicing the refineries travel along the Columbia River and then north through Seattle and along Puget Sound. Oil also travels to a refinery in Klatskanai, Oregon, and another large oil terminal is proposed for nearby Vancouver, Washington, which could draw up to four more trains per day along the Columbia River. I'm Ashley Ahern in Hoquiam, Washington.